Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbe Dowenya, off the Dowenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Again, we want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity of coming to have fellowship with you and with one another. We want to thank you for the opportunity of coming live into our homes, in our cars, in our shops, coming live with the Word of God and with church to us today. We give you praise, we give you glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And wherever you are, may God lift up his hand and touch you. May the word of God enter your homes. May the word of God enter wherever you are. He said he sent forth his word. He sent forth his word. God's word is coming through the online preaching radio, wherever you are, Facebook, wherever you are. His word is coming through to you. And stay blessed as you listen. Amen. Thank you. Stay blessed as you listen. Now, by the grace of God, today is our National Prayer and Fasting Day. You know, in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 27, in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 27, very, very powerful verse of scripture there. This is a time, a period that a people had gone through difficult times. They were in much difficulty, and to the extent that they were eating human flesh for food, it was that bad. And as they approached the king, for help, and this is the response that the king gave to them in 2 Kings 6:27. And he said, that is the king, and he said, if the Lord do not help thee, whence shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press? The king said this, which is a very, very important statement for a king to make. Everybody was looking, if in times of crisis, in times of hardship and in the situation we find ourselves in this pandemic, you realize that everybody will be looking at the king or the president or the leaders of a nation. But this is a king who recognized that at this stage of the situation, they needed divine intervention. They needed divine intervention. And thank God that in our situation, and for what is happening, we also have a king who has recognized that we need a king or a president, so to speak, who has recognized that we need divine intervention. Dear friend, needing divine intervention or praying does not mean that you don't believe in hard work. It doesn't mean that you don't believe in hard work. It only means that whilst you are doing all the hard work, you are also recognizing the fact that you need God to back you. Even God himself is not a lazy God. And God is not against hard work. God himself is not against hard work. And yet, God has asked us to pray to him, come to him, Anytime we are doing anything, we are in any form of difficulty. So if you have any problem that we are praying for God's intervention, please know that it's just a recognition of the fact that it is God who rules in the affairs of men. And the Bible said that we run to him and in times of trouble, and we are helped. So thank God for this time. Throughout the morning, throughout the day, people have been praying. I've been praying along on television with many various pastors who have preached, who have prayed on radio. Many have joined in this call for prayer and fasting, and we have all prayed together as a nation, which is a good thing. And I believe that God has heard. Not God will hear. God has heard, and God has answered our prayer. But as we are running off our prayer and fasting for today, which shouldn't end, because prayer never ends. Prayer is talking to God, and as a Christian, you need to talk to God all the time. Prayer never ends, but as the day is going to a close, which is the national call to prayer and fasting, we are also once again joining in again this evening to join the whole nation in prayer to God. I want to use again a scripture or some passages of scriptures from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 12 to 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 12 to 15. It says, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If, verse 13, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people." Wow. "If my people, which are called by my name," which are called by my name, and we are the people of God, called by his name. "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Humble yourself means that if you can see that, look, there is someone greater than you. There is someone greater who can do things that you cannot do. The verse I read to you from 1 Kings, the problem was so impossible. But when the king recognized the fact and God finally intervened, we all saw what happened. In that story, God used lepers. But in this case, God may not use lepers. Definitely, God is going to use some people, I believe. God is going to use the medical staff, the pharmacists, all those health professionals out there. God always uses men. God always uses people. Hallelujah. So he said, when you humble yourself and seek my face. And what we are doing as a nation and as a people is that we are humbling ourselves. We are telling God that in spite of all our knowledge, in spite of everything we know and we have, we are still humbling ourselves. Even the knowledge we have, you gave it to us. So we are humbling ourselves to come to you and seek your face. And when you seek the face of God, you will have answers. When you ask, it shall be given. When you seek the face of God, you will have answers. Answer is going to come in the form of vaccines, in the form of a breakthrough to control this pandemic, in the form of even wisdom that presidents, those in charge of various countries and in the position of power, it can come in the form of wisdom for it to be done. So seeking the face of God is a good thing, because God will come in. But no, don't only humble yourself and seek the face of God. It goes on to say that, and turn from their wicked ways. Wicked ways. You see, wicked ways have so many ways of affecting us, which we'll talk about and pray about. Then, he said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. He said, now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. At that time, it was a temple built with hands. But today, as Christians, we know that we are the temple of God. We carry the presence of God. So today, God is saying that his ears are open, his eyes are open, and his ears is going to attend to our prayers as we make from this temple of God. And so God is all ears for us, and God is ready to answer our prayers. So I want us to start praying this evening. I want us to start praying. First of all, I want us to thank God. I want us to pray a prayer of thanksgiving, to thank God for all the things he has done for us. God has been good to us. Sometimes in the midst of problems, in the midst of difficulties, you forget the good things God has done for you. That's why the songwriter says, count your blessings and name them one by one. It will surprise you that in the midst of the problems, there are still some good things that God has done for you. It will surprise you. It will surprise you. Maybe what should have happened, God has stayed it. So it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So we want to thank God. And I want to read, you know, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, when Jesus was giving us the model of prayer. He said, when you are praying, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So now, wherever you are, I want to stand you to stand with me. Let us pray and thank God. Hallow his name. Hallowed be your name. You are great. You are great. You are the only one who deserves our thanks and everything. Hallow the name of God. Thank God for good things he has done for us. Great things he has done for us. Thank God at least you are alive. You can speak. You can talk. You can walk. Thank God for everything in the name of Jesus. Let's just begin to pray. Begin to pray and thank God wherever you are. Begin to pray and thank God. Lift up your voices. Thank God. Thank God for this nation. Thank God. Wherever you are, and you are listening to me. You may not be from Ghana, but you are listening to me outside of Ghana. You can also help join and pray for your country. Pray for your nation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Pray for the president of your nation. Pray for all those involved in decision making, especially concerning this pandemic that we are in, this problem that we have found ourselves in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glorify God for being good, being the God of this nation. Glorify him that he has been the God of this nation. God has given us peace in the land. God has given us so much in this land. Thank God for his mercies. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God. Thank God for everything that in spite of our sins, in spite of so many things we have done against him, he has still been merciful to us. He has still been our God. He has still been our God. And he has even directed us again unto himself to call again on him. And God is not angry with us. God is all ears for us. Pray from your room. Pray your family. Join together. Friends, join together. Observe all protocols of the season and pray. Join together and pray with us in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray with your understanding. Pray in tongues. Pray with your understanding. Pray in tongues. If you pray in tongues, Bible says, no man understandeth you. However, in the spirit, you are speaking mysteries unto God. So pray with your understanding, pray in tongues, and thank God. Thank God. Thank God for this period. Thank God for who he is. Thank God. This is the will of God. He says, in everything, give thanks. We are not thanking God that he has brought problems on us, but we are thanking God that it is his will that in every situation we give thanks to him. So keep on in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mantola broke bashandes. Yela makato labro sepalandes. Makotaya brekatayaza. Lift up your voices wherever you are. Lift up your voices. Just pray, pray, pray. Pray a prayer of thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus taught us the prayer. That when we are praying, we should ask God to forgive us our debts, forgive us our sins, to forgive us our sins as we forgive others, to forgive us our sins. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, the devil told God that you have made an hedge about Job. That's why I have not been able to attack him. Sometimes things happen and God removed the hedge and many things happen to us. But when you confess our sins and God forgives us, then the hedge is mended. So we want to pray, Lord, forgive us as a nation, our sins. Forgive us as a nation, our sins. In any way we have offended you as a people, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. Wherever you are, ask God to forgive us. There are so many things, Lord. These days, so many things are happening all over the world. Sins of whatever you can call it, unmentionable, unimaginable sins that people are committing. But we want to ask God to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. And Lord, as we forgive us, we also forgive our enemies, anyone who also we have an ought against. Pray wherever you are. Ask God to forgive us. From the president to everyone, God should forgive us. Good intentions, which are not also good in your sight, forgive us. Forgive us. Sometimes people have taken decisions with good intentions, but it has ended up displeasing you. Lord, we ask you forgive us of all those sins and cleanse us. Cleanse us. Cleanse us. Purify us from every unrighteousness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, dear friend, confess for the sins of your fathers, of our fathers, the fathers of the land. Confess for the sins of your family in the name of the Lord Jesus. And ask God to forgive us. And not only to forgive us, to cleanse us from every unrighteousness as a nation. And pray for your country. If you are watching me and you are not from Ghana, anywhere you are watching me from, pray and intercede. Pray for God to forgive the sins of your country in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, kama hado selebat lebo katayandi makotaba sibra shiba. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that your word says, if we sin and we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to purify us, cleanse us from our sins. Thank you that this evening you have heard our prayer and you have forgiven our sins. Sins of our fathers, you have purified, you have cleansed the land in the name of the Lord. Our own sins, you have cleansed the land, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, we are praying for divine intervention against this pandemic. We are praying for divine intervention. Psalm 31:3 says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And the verse 10 says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Lord, deliver us from this pandemic. Deliver us from every pestilence.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver us from every evil.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus taught as part of the prayer that deliver us from evil. This is evil. And Lord, we say, deliver us from this pandemic in the name of Jesus. Psalm 50, verse 15 says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and I shall be saved in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's call on God for divine intervention, Jesus, for this problem. Scientists are doing all they can, but let me tell you something. It is God who has even given them that wisdom. Jesus Christ is both the power and the wisdom. He is both the power and the wisdom. The devil is not that good enough to make doctors and to make pharmacists and to make physicians and all those things. No, it is God who has made all these people. God has given us intelligence. We are praying that by divine intervention, they will somehow find an antidote for this problem in the name of Jesus. Some way, somehow, in a laboratory somewhere, the Lord shall intervene. saying. The Lord shall give direction. The Lord shall speak a word to somebody. By the time they will say, Eureka, we found it, and the whole world is saved. Beloved, pray for divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Holy Father, yes, Lord, we pray. We pray, Lord, that this plague will not come near our dwelling place. We will secure the borders of this land. And wherever and however it has found its way into this place, Lord, we pray for divine neutralization of this thing in the name of Jesus. People who are carrying this and are not owning up and not coming forward, Lord, we pray some way, somehow, that this will be neutralized, that the effect on other people will stop in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask you, intervene, intervene. Like the king said, if the Lord does not help us, what can man do? We are doing all that we can, but as men, we are limited. But Lord, we know you are limitless. Some way, somehow, we ask, Lord, bring the answer. Just as you did for others, you have done it before. You have done it before. And you are the same God, the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. You change not. Lord, you have done it before. Do it again in our days and in our time. In our days and in our time. Do it. Do it, Lord. Save this nation. Save this country. Save the world. Save us, Lord. We turn to you. Even we pray on behalf of this world, on behalf of the nations of the world, we pray, save all of us in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Makota, Lebrosa, or wherever you are, lift up your voices, lift up your hand, cry to God, cry to God. He said that when we go to him, he will come, he will answer in the name of Jesus. Ibrahimastes, may the blood make an hedge about you, that even if you stray into any area, that these things will affect you, because of the blood, it will pass over you. May this problem pass over this nation. May the death we are hearing stop. May the people that is affected, many more people that is affected, may it stop in the name of Jesus. As we intervene in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, stretch forth your hand, stretch your hand and do it. Stretch your hand and do it in the name of Jesus. Nisa Nimremo
Natumi.
Wherever you are, join us in singing this song. Come on, wherever you are.
Nanizi Emmanuel Chirese
your hand, oh Lord. Give me your mighty right hand and help us stay this plague in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Cover us with your blood. Cover us with your presence in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Hey, even as we have asked for God to intervene, we also want to ask that something good will come out of this situation. Something good will come out of this situation.
Hallelujah.
Paul prayed, or Paul said, in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 19. Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. He says, for I know, and this is Paul, writing from prison in a difficult situation. He says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation. Other translation, this will turn for my good. I know that this will work out for my good. How? Through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit. I know that this will work out for my good. He was in a difficult situation, but he knew that as long as God intervened, even a difficult situation can be, something good can come out of it. So we are also praying that these times that we are living in, whatever it is, at the end of the day, may God turn this situation to be a blessing unto us. May this bad thing become a blessing unto us. So begin to pray. Begin to pray. Somebody, wherever you are, use this scripture. Bible says in Hosea 14:2a, take words with you and come to me, and I will hear you. So take with you words and come to me. We are taking words and we are going to God in prayer. Pray to God that whatever has happened to us, whatever has happened to us, Lord, we are coming with your words, and whatever, by the supply of the Spirit, as we pray, as we are intervening, turn it for our good. Turn it for our good in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray with, according to your will. We pray with your word. Turn it for our good. When all is said and done, may we see your glory. May we see your face. May we say that we serve a living God. We serve a living God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voices wherever you are. Pray. Many times you find yourself in difficult situations, but as you call on God, you see that somewhere, somehow, the situation changes. It has happened so many times, and God's will has come out of it. So pray to God that whatever we are going through, at the end of the day, whatever we are going through, it will, something good will come out of it. Maybe it will affect the way people live. It will affect the way people serve you. It will affect people's reverence for God. It will affect the way we have viewed sin, where sin is glorified these days. Maybe, Lord, however, this will work for your good. We ask that by our prayer and supply of the Holy Spirit, these two will turn our good. These two will turn our good. It shall come to pass, and it shall turn our good in the name of Jesus. Pray. Beloved, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There's light at the end of the tunnel. You shall stand one day. We shall look back to today, and we say, see what the Lord has done. The Lord has done great things for us in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voices. Pray together. Believe together. Wherever you are, lift up your voice and pray. Oh, yes, Lord. Makete apostas. Reminandes. Remakatoma seba. Mandori makates. Mikolomos yorande. Makote de prosemaye. Yigolomos yorangashe. Ramema. In the name of Jesus. Ramama. 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 Reba sendi. Reba sendi. Reba sendi. Reba sendi. Ima Randestala Bashendi, Ramakateyani, Ramasoti, Amestala, in the name of Jesus. Pray in tongues, pray with your understanding, pray in any language you want. God hears prayers. Pray. Rante Pastastas, Remakidis, Remakidis, Mandele Mafostas, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Ikalemos Dona Mashikatayani, Mandoromosota. Yes, Lord, we know. In the name of Jesus. Mantele Mostola. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you take this song? Wherever you are, just join us as we sing this song for the next prayer topic. In the name of Jesus. Come on, join in wherever you are. Wherever you are, join in and sing together with us. Wherever you are, join in and sing with us. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voices together with your family, your friends, your children. Sing it together with us. Do it for us, Lord. Even as we sing this evening, Lord, we pray for all those who have been affected by this virus in their hospital beds, Lord. Heal them wherever they are. Heal them. Those in pain, those suffering, oh Lord, heal them. Those who have lost loved ones, oh God, comfort them with the comfort of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. These are hard times, Lord. Give us the Spirit without measure. Give us the Spirit without measure to comfort, to heal. In the name of Jesus. We ask for miracles, miracle healing for those in hospital beds, in the hospitals. We ask for miracle healings. Heal them, Lord. Heal them. We ask for strength. We ask for strength for them. In the name of Jesus. Sing together, beloved, as long as the Lord is alive. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. I exhort you, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all men, and he starts by saying for kings, and for all that are in authority, for kings, all men, and for kings, and for all that are in authority. We want to lift our government, and wherever you are, in any country, nation, lift up the government body of your nation to God. We want to lift up our government to God. Yes, Lord. We want to ask for wisdom. Yes, Lord. In times like this that they are leading us, we want to ask God for wisdom. Jesus. That God himself will direct and lead them. Jesus. The heart of a king is in the hands of the Lord. Jesus. And he turns it wherever he wills. Lord, we ask, give them, take their heart, take their mind, turn it to where solutions will be found. Yes, where solutions will be found. And even as we pray for them, we pray for them that even after this issue, this problem, you continue to rule us through them. Yes. That we may live a quiet and a peaceable life. Pray wherever you are. Lift up the government to God. All those bodies, government are set up for solutions for this pandemic. Just pray. Ministerial bodies that God has set up. Whoever who is helping, the doctors, pray for all of them, but especially for our president and for those with him who are helping to find solutions. Pray wherever you are in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one who rules in the affairs of men. And the heart of a king is in the hands of the Lord. We pray for all these our leaders, and especially our president, and all those helping him take decisions on this situation. Lord, let them give him good advice and give him, oh God, the humility also. Give him the presence of mind to accept and to take instructions, take advice that they give to him. Give him also the wisdom to know which one to take and which one not to take. At the end of the day, the president, the one leading us, we pray for him. We pray for all those helping him in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, Mastate, Labros Talast, Demos Tekayandis, Mankotaraba, Sibrosha, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the other governing authorities of this nation. Lord, that the decisions they shall take, oh God, will be influenced by the Holy Spirit. Every decision that they take, let it be influenced by you. Let it bring peace to us. Let it bring blessings to us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as we pray for the president, we also want to pray for the health workers. We pray for all health workers, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, all those in the health delivery system. We pray for them. Oh Lord, we ask, bless them, be with them, strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, pray, pray, pray in the name of Jesus. These are difficult times, but with God, you should never say it's difficult. He said, "Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth. Is there anything too difficult for thee? There's nothing God cannot do. There's nothing you can say it's impossible. This is the God we are talking to. This is the God we are praying to in the name of Jesus. As a nation, as a people, all over the world, we are crying out to God for divine intervention. Oh Lord, bless our nation. Bless our people. Bless us. Bless us. Lead us in every way in the name of Jesus. Rakataba soma shikata rekete ba samoshipa rekete salama imomo sama shikata ya rekata sami makota ya makata ya ne rekete masani makoto. Oh Lord, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray for the president. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you grant him wisdom and the strength to lead this nation in this difficult time. A lot of suggestions will be coming. Lots of advice, Lord. But he will have to take a decision. Some way, somehow, he will have to decide. We ask that you yourself will influence every decision that he will take in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When all is said and done, and he goes into his room, he sits quietly to decide. Lord, speak to him also what he should do. Of all the things that we told him, let him do that which is right, which will bring solutions, which will bring answers in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give him the presence of mind, not to ignore good advice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, lead this nation Ghana. Oh Lord, make us stable, make us great. Whatever is happening, may not affect our economy, make us great, make us stable. May Satan never take advantage of this situation and cause any kind of confusion amongst us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we pray for all other government authorities and bodies who are helping. We pray for those who are being tested, those who are trying to bring other solutions. Everybody, health workers, our doctors, our nurses, we pray for them. Oh Lord, we pray also for their families in this time, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Protect them, even as they go to save people.
Influence them and let us find solutions speedily to this problem in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Now begin to thank God. Begin to thank God for what he has done. When we call on him, he hears. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. Psalm 34, verse 17.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Yes, thank Lord. The Lord for great things he has done. And God is going to do even greater things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Just thank God for this evening, this prayer. Thank God for hearing your prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Just thank God. Just thank God. Yes, thank God. Thank God. Yes, thank God. Just thank God. Wherever you are, just thank him. Thank him. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for divine intervention. We thank you for divine intervention. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for giving us of our sins. We thank you for the protection of the blood. We thank you. Just lift up your hands. In thanks to God. Unto the Lord be all glory, be all power, O Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Unto you be all glory, for thine is the power, thine is the kingdom, forever and ever. Oh Lord, we thank you. Great things he has done. Greater things are in store for you as a nation, as a people. Greater things are in store for us. To the Lord, oh Jesus, Mando Reba, we thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. Oh Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. Nyami. Nyen wo nesu nyami nyen wo. Whatever you are, you can join me with any key. Just join in us. Nisa nimbre mu na. Come on, lift up your voices and sing together with us. Name.
Purified us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, the Lord. This epidemic, this pandemic shall pass.
It shall pass.
In the name of
this
Jesus.
This also shall pass.
The Lord, this shall pass.
It shall pass.
The Lord, at the end of it all, glory and honor shall be unto your holy name.
Yes.
May your purpose be accomplished in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
And may your name forever be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name.
Put your hands together wherever you are. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may take your seat wherever you are. Well, church, wherever you are, we thank God that we have come to this moment. For now, we want to take our offering. We want to take our offering. It's virtual service. We want to take our offering. Everything goes on. And to give our offerings, you know, it's on our screen. If you're watching by Facebook, it's on our screen. If you're listening on radio, the numbers to Momo, your offering, your first and best, your tithe, everything. You know, remember, it's zero. Let me just tell the numbers first. 055 for MTN, 055-874-2922. 055-874-2922. For Vodafone, 050-940-0044. Again, for Vodafone, 050-940-0044. I mean, those of you watching, you can also see their bank account. With a Swift code, you can also give your offering, give your tithe to it, and God will bless you. For those, all those of you church members, I've been sending you information on other media platforms, social media platforms. I need you to continue following, be alert, and always check for any messages that will come your way. These are times that you need God with you. You need to hear the voice of your shepherd. You need encouragement and everything. So, and I've been coming your way every now and then with messages to encourage you. So go on your social media. If you are not joined to any of the groups, join. Join yourself to the groups and get yourself data and flow. Because you never can tell what the Lord will tell you, what information you will get that will be of help to you. So keep giving your offering. Keep giving your offering. I'm now taking the offering. So give your offering. If you want to give your first and best, you can give. And I want to tell you also, maybe you are not able to give it now because your phone is not registered. I would even advise you, because in this, you never can tell what can happen again. Your credit may finish. You may want credit, but you may not be able to get anywhere to buy credit. So you better register your phone and be able to buy things online, buy credit and all those. So don't think that it's just for this moment. It's even for you yourself. Some of you have to learn how to do banking on your phones. It's very important. So keep giving your offering. Take good offerings of 100 CDs, $100, 200 CDs, $200, I mean 50 CDs, whatever offering the Lord has laid on your heart. Give your first and best. And let me tell you something. These are not times that you stop giving. These are not times that you stop giving. These are times rather, Bible said in the days of famine, Isaac sowed. And that same year, he reaped 100-fold. So these are not times that you rather panic and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Maybe something will happen and then I need to put money with me. You just believe God for this divine, powerful, spiritual exercise of giving. For divine intervention when it comes to certain other things in your life. So give, take your offering and give, and God bless you for giving. God bless you for giving. Father, I want to pray for all those out there who are giving. 055-874-2922, 050-940-0044, and the bank number is there. I want you to just give. Give online, give wherever you are. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. Nothing will come your way that will surprise you. Nothing will come your way that will surprise you. Lord, I want to pray for all these ones who are giving their offering, giving their first and best and their tithe. Lord, all these ones who are churching with you, fellowshipping with you, even though we are not physically present here with you, but they know you are with them. They are the temple of God. You are with them wherever they are, and they are giving. I pray that you touch them. Touch their finances. Even as they give, help them from making unnecessary things that they are not supposed to do, unnecessary purchases, unnecessary expenses that they are doing. Lord, help them out of it. May they not take any decisions that will take away money that are not supposed to go away. In the name of the Lord Jesus, help, Lord, in Jesus' name, and bless our seed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Now, I also want to tell you once again that a lot of information is given to you via our social media platforms. Make sure you go there, and then make sure that you follow. If you have any problems, you know the phone numbers to call. You know the phone numbers to call. You can call us and call us. All the phone numbers that will be provided, call us on those phone numbers. Any problem that you have, call your pastor. Your pastors are alert. Call them, and then they will come to you. They will attend to you, and it will be a blessing to you. Now, everybody who listened to me, whilst they put their numbers to call on the screen, all those of you listening to me, you want to pray this prayer with me as we end the service. I want to invite you to give your life to Jesus. These are times that we need God. I want to invite you to give your life to Jesus. You want to ask God to forgive you of your sins. If you are a backsliding Christian, you want to ask God and rededicate, forgive you of your sins and rededicate your life to God. Whoever you are, join me in this prayer. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I confess with my mouth what I believe in my heart, that Jesus is Lord. And from today, I make Jesus,
this Jesus,
the Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me of all my sins.
From today,
I am yours, and you are mine.
You are mine.
In the name of Jesus. The numbers to call are on the screen. Call wherever you are for pastoral care. Call for anything, inquiries, anything about anything. Just call, and you'll be blessed. You can take a photo shot of the number. If you're on radio and you can't hear me, you cannot see the numbers. Let me just mention a few to you as we run up the service. You can call on 024. Write it down. 024-693-9984. Let me repeat it. 024-693-9984. That's the first number. The second number you can call is 0244-211-769. 0244-211-769. And you are listening to me on radio again. Let me mention these other two numbers you can call. 0244-244-247. Call them. 0244-644-528. 0244-644-528. And then the last of the numbers you can call is also 0244-03.
02-444-0381. 02-444-03841. I want to ask you, if you have any problem, pastoral care, if you need prayer, call. Also, 8 to 9, Monday to Friday, I'll still be preaching to you on 92.1 FM. Just go there and listen to it. And also, every evening, 11 to 12 p.m., 11 to 12 p.m., there'll also be prayer time on 92.1 FM. Join Bishop David and pray together for breaking the chains, to break all chains of the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember to send your tithes in the course of the week. If you are not able to give it now, you can send the course of the week to the Momo numbers we have already provided and the bank numbers as well. God will bless you. Now to you all church members, I've told you this Sunday is going to be special communion time. So all of you at home, before service, make sure you get your communion elements ready. Get your bread and get your wine ready. Your communion wine ready. And get your bread ready with your family. Let's break bread. Let's have communion. We're going to break down evil altars and invoke the presence of God into our homes. So this Sunday is going to be special service and special communion time. All of you should be involved and you'll be blessed. Stay safe. Stay safe and adhere to all safety regulations by the government. Follow all the COVID-19 protocols. Follow it for your own life, for your own sake. Whatever announcement is made, be a law-abiding citizen. Be a law. Governments are created by God. And a Christian's duty is to obey government and the governing bodies. So stay safe. Follow regulations. You know, every now and then, new set of instructions are given. Whatever instructions that are given, this evening I heard that Ghana Medical Association also were calling for total shutdown of the nation. Just in case it comes on, be prepared. Be prepared. Don't let it catch you unawares. Be prepared. That is just in case. I heard it on radio, just as you also heard it. But just in case it comes on, I'm talking to you as my church member and also to you as you listen to me. Be prepared just in case. Get yourself some water, get yourself some bananas, and get yourself some few things so that, because we all need to be together with whatever instructions our government will give to us. And we believe that whatever they will give to us as we have prayed will be an answer to our prayers. So let's obey. God bless you. All of us together, let it have our hands and share the grace. The grace is on the screen. The grace on the screen. Let's share the grace together as it's on the screen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, fellowship, contribution, participation, the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit, the anointing for good things and series of victories, and the blessings of being a shepherd in the house of God be our portion now and forevermore in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
You are the word at the beginning.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live this and the coming Sundays at Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the period that social gatherings, including church gatherings, are not rightfully allowed. Stay tuned and God bless you.